Yeah, that's a nice late night present we just got.
You guys win?
Yeah, well, maybe we win some. That was a good guy to get right there. Really good.
What is it that you like about him?
Well, first off, you know, the true Y tight ends are a dying breed in college football. So, you know, there's not that many teams left that utilize a player like OJ. While in the NFL, I think is still one of the best weapons that you can have. Here's a guy that's got the speed to run down the seam and the power to block a defensive end at the line of scrimmage. And there's not many of those guys around. So we're very fortunate that he was still there and excited for him to be joining the Bucs.
I asked this of Jason, but explain for the fans the difference between O.J. Howard and Cameron Bray, because a lot of people think, well, you got Cameron Bray. What do you need O.J. Howard for?
Yeah, well, I think on first and second down especially, most teams would prefer to be in a two tight end set or one tight end and a fullback, what we call 12 personnel. And, you know, Cam is an excellent pass-catching tight end. I actually talked to Cam right after the pick, had a phone conversation with him, and I think this will help Cam. But, you know, a lot of these F tight ends or these tight ends that are not quite as good a blocker at the point of attack makes it tougher to run the ball. And that's where O.J., especially coming out of the program, he's a winner, he's a great kid, and he can do everything we need a tight end to do.
How important was it that he played so well in the two last national championship games when the lights were on?
Well, he definitely did that. He definitely did that, and that is one thing that really jumped out. Going back to 2 years ago, you know, we noticed him there. But, you know, when he got – they had a lot of stars on his team, on the team he played on in college, a lot of stars. But you never heard any whining from him when he was called on. He came up big every time.
You've had a lot of success with tight ends, going back to Tony Gonzalez, going back to Mercedes Lewis. How well can that position thrive in your offense?
Well, I think that position can thrive in most NFL offenses. And, you know, I'm the first to admit that I like tight ends. And but a lot of other guys do too in the league. So, I think this guy's a throwback to what tight ends – used to be a lot more of them around the league, and there's just not as many anymore.
Jason said he was a little shaken. I mean, waiting there for the pick. I mean, how nervous were you as it got closer?
Yeah, we had multiple guys that we liked still on the board, so we felt, you know, very fortunate. And as it was getting closer and closer, again, we were shocked that OJ was still there, going way up into the top of the draft. You know, and it just didn't seem like it was going to work out this way.
You willing to reveal where he was on your board overall?
He was high.
He was
pretty high.
Was there a point at which you allowed yourself to think about the realistic possibility he was there for you at 18?
I didn't want to jinx it. I didn't want to jinx it for anybody in the room. I actually had to go to the bathroom for about the last six picks, but I was afraid to stand up. I didn't want to jinx the mojo in there.
About Howard being a guy on first and second down, do you envision splitting him out against a base defense on early downs?
Oh, I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves for tonight, but it just gives us, you know, we said we needed more explosive players, and this is an explosive player. He just plays inside instead of playing outside, and we were fortunate enough to add speed on the outside with DeSean Jackson to pair up with Mike, and now we've got two tight ends to pair side by side in Cam and OJ.
Jason said you had some initial reaction from Jameis right away. What was that reaction?
Jameis was excited. I'll let him. I don't want to speak for Jameis. You'll get a chance to see him here in the next few days. But yeah, Jameis knows good football players when he sees them from his home state too.
Speaking of Jameis, how much better does this offseason make him?
Well, we haven't even been on the field We've been in what's called phase one. So we go on the field starting next week with the players. So that's hard to say. But from judging by the fact that when I get here at 5:45 in the morning, his car's already in the parking lot, and how hard I know he's working, I'd say that he's off to a good start. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
Sir.